T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206, the radio.com app, which is free to download and take with you wherever you go, and streaming 24/7 at CBSSportsRadio.com. All the local affiliates that are on board the Pony Express this afternoon here in early August, about a month away from the start of the NFL season. We're already approaching the quarter point of the abridged, condensed baseball season, unless you're the St. Louis Cardinals, which is another story and another topic for maybe a later hour in the program. But at least we have sports going in some form or fashion. NBA, NHL seem like they're very secure. Baseball, some big hiccups, but at least it's not rampant in the sport as they're trying to make a go of it without the bubble. And hopefully that has been a warning shot to NFL teams as they try to get ready to play. Golf in its first major underway right now, the PGA Championship. In about an hour from now, CBS TV will start its day three coverage. Tiger Woods, one over par. He is halfway through his round. He is 9 strokes off the lead. Now, I am not I'm not an avid golfer. I play maybe, if I'm lucky, once a month. I'm not very good, even though I enjoy my time. It's, for me, way more about the social opportunities more than it is the competitiveness of it. It's an excuse to go hang out with people that I'm friends with or buddies with and shoot the breeze and relax a little bit. Like, I don't let a bad round stress me out. Maybe when I first was introduced to golf, that aspect of it, driving myself to get better at it, really not getting anywhere with it and having the realization at some point, look, you don't play enough, you don't practice enough to get good at it. Just accept what you are, who you are, and try to have fun while you play. And that's me in a nutshell. That's the thumbnail version of me as a golfer. I get into the majors for the most part. I've been to major championships. I try to watch all 4 of them. And so I've given some... It's actually funny the way it's worked. Now that the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball are back, I haven't watched as much of this PGA Championship. I watched way more than some of the first golf tournaments this year because they weren't competing against any other sports leagues. They were one of the first ones back. And so golf had my undivided attention for a month, month and a half. And now, even though it's the biggest event yet, there's a lot going on and there's a lot of other sports and a lot of other teams that I care about and I'm watching probably even more. And I don't think it helps golf the way that Tiger Woods has played this weekend. And that's really what I wanted to talk about this hour, because I know he's on the course, but really the leaders, this is a West Coast event up in San Francisco. So the people who matter, Brooks Koepka, Jason Day, the top of the leaderboard, they don't even tee off here for another hour. So we've got a little bit of time to talk about the state of the PGA Championship and the state of this tournament. And really the focus for me is on Tiger Woods, like it always is. As long as he is playing, as long as he is active in golf, whether he's at the top of the leaderboard, whether he's in the middle and it's just a mediocre weekend, or he's just rotten and misses the cut, he's almost always the lead. He's almost always the biggest story in golf. And I don't think this weekend is any different, because he is racing against the clock. And, you know, I thought the clock had already hit zero and the alarm had already gone off and it was over for him a few years ago. But the Masters victory put him back in the hunt for Jack Nicklaus. And, you know, I think he's back in our consciousness as at least a threat or a dark horse threat to win majors, because we've seen him do it in the last year, year and a half. And so that's where I wanted the conversation to go. I want to get some thoughts in here, and I'm going to throw out the phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I want to get some thoughts in here on Tiger Woods' importance, his relevance in golf right now in 2020. What he means to the PGA and what he means to golf in 2020. LeBron James is in his mid-30s and is still the biggest star in the NBA, the most talked about player in the NBA, even though Giannis is going to win another MVP award and the Clippers have, you know, the MVP, the finals MVP on their roster in Kawhi Leonard. There are other huge names in the NBA, but you know, it all ends up coming back to LeBron. At 35 years old, he is still the most discussed, scrutinized, criticized player in his sport. After all these years, he is still on top. And the NBA is a better place when LeBron James is great. I think the same thing is true of Tom Brady. Tom Brady just turned 43 years old. Now, I don't think the NFL needs Tom Brady. I think if he retired today, the league would be fine. They've got Patrick Mahomes, $500 million deal. Lamar Jackson won the MVP award last year. We have an insatiable appetite for NFL football, even when there are huge controversies, whether it's a cheating scandal like the Patriots or whether it is a social issue that divides us like Colin Kaepernick. It doesn't preclude us or prevent us really from watching the NFL. And if you thought that it did based on the kneeling incident from a few years ago, well, the television ratings would tell you you're crazy, because they've gone up since. They're back to their place. Go look up, if you ever get the time, but I'll save you the time by telling you, you go and look up the most watched television events, programs from 2019. They're almost all NFL games. Of the top 30, like 27 are NFL games. We have a crazy appetite for NFL football. It's not the same with golf. Golf's apex was probably in the early 2000s, 2000 to maybe 2005, 2006, when Tiger won the Tiger Slam and was on the cover of his own video game and, you know, was the face of Nike Golf and got all kinds of people in all kinds of unique places involved in the sport. He grew the game. And so I don't see anybody else by themselves ready to take that mantle or take that crown away from him. I don't think Brooks Koepka is grooming a whole generation of golf fans and golfers. I don't think John Rahm is introducing the game of golf to the masses and turning people overnight into golf fans. I don't think he is a phenom or a transcendent golfer in that way. We thought maybe Jordan Spieth was. We were wrong. But maybe it doesn't have to be one person. You know, maybe the quality of play is good enough on its own. Maybe it doesn't have to be Bryson DeChambeau putting on 30 pounds of muscle in 3 months and coming back looking like the Incredible Hulk and leaning on his driver and breaking it and having somebody look like a superhero. Maybe it doesn't take that to get people interested in golf. In fact, the ratings suggest that all it took was a pandemic. Golf has seen some of its biggest ratings, and remember, Tiger's only played, what, two events? He played one in Ohio, he played Jack's tournament, the Memorial, and he's back playing the PGA. He didn't play last week in Memphis at the World Golf Championship event, and that tournament had its ratings up 40% from last year. 40% increase. The first round of the PGA Championship, 1.2 million watched. It's one of the highest ratings we've seen in the last decade for the first day of a golf tournament. So I've got a couple of things I want to run by you. I want to ask you if the PGA Tour is strong enough and good enough to survive and thrive without Tiger Woods being relevant. Can golf grow? Can the PGA grow without Tiger Woods? And if so, who's going to lead the charge? Who is going to be the face, or who are the faces of golf? If he really is kind of fading off into the sunset here, and the Masters was an aberration, an exception to the rule, if that was just a fluke, and Tiger really isn't going to be in the mix at these majors, and if he's not going to play many tournaments because of his back and health issues and just his otherwise, now maybe he doesn't have the same maniacal attitude and golf isn't defining him the way that it did, you know, say 10, 15 years ago, can golf's popularity increase without Tiger? The ratings right now say yes, but how often are we going to have a situation where golf is maybe the only sport in town, where it's the only thing going on? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And the other question I have is, you know, do you think Tiger's done? Do you think he's shot? He's 44 years old. I guess he made the, you know, I guess he did make the cut this weekend, which is more than you can say about Ricky Fowler and Sergio Garcia and some of the other bigger names in golf. But, you know, it was never with Tiger Woods about either moral victories or small victories. He's too, that would be like, oh, he made the cut at the PGA Championship. That's progress. That would be like saying, oh, Tom Brady's team made the playoffs and got eliminated in the wild card round. Good season. No. With certain athletes, we hold them to the absolute highest standards. It's not just good enough for LeBron James to get the Lakers to the playoffs. He needs to get them to the finals. It's not just good enough for Tom Brady to play well at 43. He's got to get the Bucks to the Super Bowl. For Tiger Woods, it's not just good enough to shoot even par through 36 holes at a major. Now that he's back in playing, the standard is win them. Get to the back nine on a Sunday and be right there. And that's happened a couple of times since he staged his comeback. He had the lead at the British Open and then on a Sunday and lost. And then that, you know, Masters miracle last year, where I felt like even his biggest detractors and even his biggest critics, you know, that it tugged at their heartstrings. It was so emotional. It was so unexpected. It was something given how he had fallen to rock bottom and had lost his career because of painkiller addiction and back surgeries and knee injuries and personal life scandals. It just seemed like it was never going to work out for him again. And it did. But that might be it. That might be the last one we ever see him win. And if it is, you know, can golf thrive or survive in a world where Tiger Woods is kind of just an also-ran? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I guess I am a guy that is big on honesty, transparency, and full disclosure. Now would be a good time for me to tell you that I did bet on Tiger Woods to win this weekend. And so maybe if you're sensing any kind of like disappointment or melancholy in the way I'm presenting this, it's because I thought he was going to do well. Maybe I'm delusional. I thought he was going to be right there with the Koepkas and Jason Days and Tony Finaus of the world and Justin Rose. I thought he was going to be right there on the first page or at worst second page of the leaderboard. I got excited when I saw he switched out his putter. When I saw him Thursday afternoon, I thought, okay, he's driving the ball well. He's not spraying it all over the place. Okay. Be a competent putter. Get to the green in regulation, and you've got a chance here. I mean, it's not like Tiger walked into this thing and his driver had gone belly up and he's, you know, from the tee box at a, putting himself at a complete severe disadvantage. That part of his game is held up. So I think I'm giving you at least somewhat of an emotional reaction to his play through now almost 54 holes, where I felt like there was more in him this week, and it makes me feel like the window has or is closed for him. And if it is, what does that mean for golf? I mean, they're probably reveling in the idea that these ratings are so great, but I mean, it sounds like it's going to take a village to replace him. Like, there's not, I don't know, maybe you disagree with me. It doesn't seem, and I'd like to hear from golf aficionado, but I'd also like to hear from casual golf fan. CBS is going to pick up coverage of the PGA Championship, the first major of the year. We've waited so long for it. We've waited more than a year for a major championship. And the first major we have in more than a year has Tiger Woods barely relevant. And I'd like to hear on Golf Nut from Golf Nut and also just casual golf fan on if you think Tiger's done and who's gonna pick up the torch? Who's gonna carry the mail for golf from here on out? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. 45 minutes from now, PGA Championship airs on CBS. And by the time they go on the air, Tiger Woods is going to be pretty much done with his round. And maybe that's what we need to get used to. That's what we need to come to expect from him at golf's biggest events. He's not going to be able to, you know, take months off and just dial up his game for major championships the way he used to. And I don't know. You know, he's always going to attract a huge crowd, and he's always, even if he's 10 strokes back, going to draw a big audience. But, you know, how many more years of that do we have to look forward to? 5, 10? And if he's no longer relevant and he's just kind of there, who becomes the face of golf and who becomes the golfer or golfers that are growing the sport? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I don't profess to know the answer to this. That's why I'm asking it. If you caught the beginning of the segment, I said I am merely a casual golf fan and somebody that in a typical year where there's not a pandemic tunes in for 4 or 5 golf events a year max. I've done a little bit more of that this year. I'm more familiar with the cast of characters this year than I usually am. And there have been some exciting finishes. Justin Thomas and Colin Morikawa a couple of weeks ago was a tremendous playoff. John Rahm getting up to number one in the world. I mean, there have been some moments for golf during this pandemic, but none of them have involved Tiger Woods. And I don't know how many of them have really put golf on the map either. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I want to get your thoughts on this. Hopefully you have some. As we get into a moving day for the PGA Championship, golf's major, I'll be curious to see what the ratings are now that the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball are all back. My name is Andrew Filippone, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. You can tweet me your thoughts at CBS Sports Radio or at my personal Twitter account. That's the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-Y. N-I. Tiger, way out of contention at the PGA Championship. Will we ever see him in contention at a major again? What does he have to do to get back into contention? Do you think that ship has sailed? And if it has sailed, who is the next face of golf? Do they have anybody in the pipeline that is going to move the needle or attract a crowd the way Tiger does or did? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
I'm always interested in what happens to either a sports league or a sport itself when a star walks away. You know, the NBA, when Michael Jordan retired both times, the way it affected ratings, the way it affected interest in the NBA. Okay, so I was around for the second Bulls retirement, the one that was such a that was brought to life again by the docuseries this spring, and remembering how even in my little circle of friends and family members, when Jordan retired, the love for the NBA kind of went with it. You know, those Spurs teams and even the Lakers teams. I just, my family and circle of friends just were not as into the NBA when MJ left. It wasn't the same. I think the NHL. I'm not sure. I don't think the NHL, in terms of national relevance, I don't think the NHL has been the same since Wayne Gretzky. You know, there were even Sports Illustrated issues and articles written about how the NHL was on equal footing with the NBA for a while during Gretzky's prime, and then he left, and it is now clearly by far the fourth major sport in North America. Now, it's not just his retirement. The league was also mangled and had horrible management from the very top with the commissioner's office, but I don't think that that hurt. I wonder what's going to happen to the NBA again when LeBron James retires. And I wonder, now golf you can play for a much longer time, but I wonder what the PGA is going to look like if indeed what we're seeing from Tiger Woods is what we're going to see from here on out, where he plays in major tournaments, but he doesn't compete. Golf is defined by majors. Golf has four times a year where the American sports fan tunes in and pays attention. And then the rest of the time, it's just the avid golf fan who watches. And so how popular is the PGA? How popular are the majors if Tiger Woods is just kind of an also-ran? Or maybe you think this weekend is a blip on the radar for him and you expect him to do better at the U.S. Open and the Masters, and you still believe he has a shot to track down Jack Nicklaus. And you think he'll find success in his late 40s and early 50s. 855-212-4227 is how you get in on the conversation. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Jeff in New Orleans is on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm actually thinking I would love to see Tiger be able to pull out a few more, but when you're talking about Tiger Woods, my generation, which is about a generation older than you, we looked at him chasing Jack. I think you need that competition of either Tiger and Phil, Tiger and whoever, or, you know, in basketball, it was Bird and Johnson, Magic Johnson, and then Jordan came in, and it was Jordan against the league.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was trying to beat him. And I think in golf, if you have somebody that comes in and starts putting pressure in, see, Tiger did it so early in his career that they thought, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to beat Jack, and that's what we've been watching and been waiting for. And so you're hoping he can pull out one or two more just to make it even tighter and interesting. But I don't know if he can. The game with the equipment and the players has changed, and the strength of them has changed so much, you know, that we watch scores that I never watched when I was younger.
Well, we as sports fans, I think, love two things. we love dynasties. And maybe when I say love dynasties, I don't mean that America jumps on the bandwagon. I mean, it gives us something or someone to either root for or root against. And they polarize. They spur debate. They lead us to having discussions about how great this person or how great this team is in the broader, greater context of the sport. I think that those types of teams, the New England Patriots, the Golden State Warriors, they are good. The New York Yankees of the 2000s, they are good for the sport. Then I also think America loves young, new, and great. The guy that bursts onto the scene is effervescent, has big personality, and is really, really good. We like buying stock low. We like getting on board very early and watching that thing take off like a rocket ship. And Tiger did that in 97 when he won the majors, when he won the Masters and blew away the field. And just his personality throughout, he was different. You know, he wasn't disrespectful to golf, but he also didn't, you know, walk around the golf course and really, you know, subscribe to golf etiquette being the number one thing, where he was, you know, very quiet and low key and you know, constantly kind of genuflecting to the sport. No, he pumped his fist. He went bananas when he made a long putt. He jumped up and down. I mean, I think America could relate to that. I think that kind of style of play was definitely not Tiger Woods' personality, because he didn't have one. He's not a very outgoing guy when he's in an interview. But his personality on the course, whether it was his, you know, extreme competitiveness like a Michael Jordan or Tom Brady, or his reaction to when he made a big putt or made a big play, made a good shot, that turned us on. And I don't see anybody like that in golf right now who represents or symbolizes the same qualities or has the same, like, you can see that Tiger's DNA is in this person. Now, maybe Brooks Koepka as far as competitiveness in majors. But that's it. I said it at the top of this this conversation. I don't see Brooks Koepka as somebody that is growing the game of golf, that is getting young kids involved in golf, that is forcing, you know, adolescents to beg their parents to buy them clubs and take up the sport. I don't see all kinds of sponsors and corporations and big companies lining up to have Brooks Koepka as a pitch man. I don't see him as a crossover athlete. I don't think my mom knows who Brooks Koepka is. She damn well knows who Tiger Woods is. Does golf have anybody on the radar who can replace Tiger Woods in that way? If it does, who? And if it doesn't, is that a big deal? Can they grow and get bigger and better without that type of larger-than-life personality? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And maybe you think it's still Tiger. You know, I'm pretty down in the dumps about him watching him this weekend. I had higher hopes for him. You know, making the cut, I don't think, is a good enough small victory, because he doesn't have a lot of these major championships left. He can't let any of them slip away or waste away. I really thought he was going to be in the mix. But maybe you think this is just a blip on the radar and you still believe Tiger's best days are ahead of him, can still win major championships, can still potentially run down Jack. You tell me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4227. If you don't want to call, you can tweet at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the name of the show. Or you can follow us on Twitter and tweet us there at CBS Sports Radio. Half hour from now, CBS coverage kicks in. Day 3 of the PGA Championship.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
And this weekend on CBS, the best golfers in the world are out west for the season's first major. Woods, McIlroy, Koepka, the fantastic names on the course who are chasing the coveted Wanamaker Trophy, the PGA Championship, live today, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. See BS. Brooks Koepka, definitely in the mix, looking to be the first to go three straight. And Bryson DeChambeau out there right now. He just teed off. I have not embraced him, and I wonder if America has wrapped its arms around the 6 protein shakes a day, 30 pounds of muscle mass in 3 months. Freak that is Brooks Koepka, who merely leaned on his driver and broke it on Thursday, mid-round. Are there kids across America who are trying to get buff to add 30 yards to their drive because of Bryson? Bryson DeChambeau. Doesn't seem like he's the most popular guy on tour. I've noticed that some of these guys like Tiger and Koepka like to, and Justin Thomas like to take shots at him. And we've been talking about the PGA, as I said in that read, coverage on CBS about 15 minutes away. Tiger Woods has bogeyed back-to-back holes. He's at 3 over. He won't be in contention on a Sunday. Does the PGA need Tiger to get it back together? Do they have somebody waiting in the wings to take over as the face of golf? Do you think Tiger can get his game right and compete for more major championships? 855-212-4227. Here is Sydney in Oklahoma on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
All right, you want to hear my opinion?
Yes, please.
So, huge Tiger fan, but I think the big thing is, you know, what's the problem with there kind of not being a who, right? The fact that Tiger created everyone that's out there today, I think is like the big question, right? The reason so many of these guys are out here playing, the reason that John Rahm was number one 2 weeks ago, the reason that Justin Thomas is number one this week is because of Tiger Woods. So the fact that we even have what's called a Tiger tracker just mm-hmm. shows that everyone's watching him.
Yeah.
Right? And I just think that where we're headed is, I don't think we may not know who the next who is, but I promise you they're chasing Tiger's legacy. And that's the best part about it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't – can golf put that on – can the PGA – you know, put that on a billboard. We don't know who. But they are, believe me, they're chasing him all right. They're trying to walk or trying to fill his shoes. Yeah, I don't really think America, we all like to talk in sport in this business, sports talk radio sometimes. Oh, parody's great. I don't sell that. I'm not somebody that pushes that bill of goods, that parody is makes it better. I think, look at boxing. I think it helps when we know who the clear-cut number one is. I think golf, we like it when there's a clear-cut number one. I think across the board, who is the hunter and who is the hunted? Who is the team with the bullseye, or who is the individual athlete with the big bullseye on their back? And we still treat Tiger like he's that guy. We watch him like he's that guy, but you know the way he's golfed with the Masters last April being the exception shows that he is no longer, as far as his play goes, the face of the sport. Maybe you think he does have another chapter to write here and that the book isn't over on him as far as major championship wins goes. 855-212-4227. Here's Brady in Canada on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Brady.
Oh, hi, Andrew. Now, I'm 67, hey. And when I was a boy, I wasn't very interested in golf because the only people who looked like me were usually the caddies. Now, I followed, of course, Lee Elder. He was the first black man to play at the Masters in 75,
yeah.
And of course, Mary Max Lee Trevino and some of the other of course, I was a Nicklaus and Palmer fan and everything, but I didn't really start to take an interest in golf until Tiger, and, you know, he was an attractive man of color, and that day he drew a lot of people who weren't exactly golf fans to the game, And as far as, golf still needs him somewhat because they haven't found anybody like him. And even though his game is in decline, he might be able to win one or maybe one more major. I don't think he's going to catch Nicklaus. But perhaps somebody like Kepka and DeChambeau, who don't seem to be buddies, and with DeChambeau hitting 400-yard drives and everything, I think if those two can create a rivalry like Woods and Mickelson were supposed to have, although it wasn't much of a rivalry, really,
right.
So Mickelson never won anywhere nearly as many
titles
or major.
Or like Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, but they would both need to rise to the level of being transcendent golfers. I think if they talked smack on each other, that would be great for the sport. But, you know, it's for the most part been a gentleman's game. And you don't see that kind of bulletin board material in golf the way that you do in the team sports. John is in Miami and on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, John.
Hey, Andrew. I played in the U.S. Open 41 years ago. I'm 63, but I follow the game, and I still keep putting.
Cool.
Tiger, as long as he stays healthy. So we don't know how his knees are. We never know how his back is. He's not going to come out and say, well, I don't feel well today. Or, you know, he doesn't make excuses like some people do. So if he's healthy, I think he wins 2 to 4 more majors, meaning he's going to max record if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He could win a major this year. He could still win the U.S. Open or win Augusta. And the reason why he has a thing over Augusta over all the other players, he's not scared. When it comes down the stretch, there's so many guys, even Brooks Koepka, even though he's won, what, 4 majors, you never know how they feel coming down the stretch. Tiger's there to win. He's not there. He's not going to back up. He didn't back up when he won a year ago. So the bottom line is, if he's healthy, he can check record. Because I was one of the only people. I went on radio a couple years ago, and all the people were saying, well, he's never going to win another major. Well, if he's healthy, I went on and said, if he's healthy, he still has the ability to win majors. That's his only drawback.
Yeah, but it's such a big if. I mean, that you could put that kind of qualifier on so many professional athletes if they can stay healthy. But the problem with that is most of the people who we put that kind of label or put that kind of a caveat on have massive health issues, have an inability to stay healthy. That's why we're saying it. If. Yeah, I mean, if he were a guy that was beset by a fluke injury or a freak injury in his mid-20s, there'd be a higher probability of him rehabilitating or coping with pain and playing through it. He's 44 years old now, and I know sports medicine is better, and I know what players do to train and heal up, and all of that is more advanced and more sophisticated now than it was years ago. But it's still, I think, hanging over Tiger Woods. You know, I also think, you know, the nerves and the mental side of the game where he had a mastery over his competition, I don't think that he has lost all of that, but I don't think he has the kind of, I don't think he intimidates his counterparts the way that he once did. My anecdotal opinion on this is I just don't feel like when Tiger is in contention on a Sunday at a golf tournament or a golf championship that those around him are freaking out and panicking and choking and falling apart because Tiger is lurking. And that was absolutely the case when he was in his prime. Here's Howard in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Howard. As I say that, he just bogeyed again, so now he's 4 over. Go ahead, Howard.
Hi, how are you today, Andrew?
Hey.
I just wanted to say that, you know, living about an hour from Augusta National, I'm not much of a golf fan, never had been until Tiger. Used to hate him, now I love him. He keeps me interested in golf. But he's the kind of personality, I think, if he leaves golf, it's going to be like Muhammad Ali left boxing. He's never been the same. There's never been anybody to replace him. And it's...
Boxing had Tyson and had some great heavyweight rivalries, Holyfield in there. So I would say that was probably boxing's apex. Well, actually, I wouldn't even say that. I would say boxing's probably best era was in the early part of the 20th century, but yeah, there hasn't been a personality or I don't think at any point Mike Tyson, now I'm kind of talking in circles here, going every which way. Mike Tyson was absolutely, if not the biggest athlete in the world, he was very close. You can debate it. With Ali, there was no debate. He was, for about maybe a half decade to a decade, he was the most popular athlete or the most known athlete in the entire world. And boxing's got nobody like it now, that's for sure. It's barely relevant here in the United States. It's a niche sport now. Elvis is in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What's going on, Pony?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I was going to talk about golf, and I will, but I just want to shoot this at you for boxing. I'm
sure.
Old enough to know, man. The 70s and the 80s, I would call that the golden era of boxing because you had Ali in his prime. You also caught the end of Tyson. You had a lot of good heavyweights, and it was just a really good time for boxing.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so on to Tiger. I think you and me and everybody else out there needs to just realize that Tiger is done. There's not going to be another Tiger. There can't be another Tiger because one of the biggest things about him when he came along was he was African-American. Mm-hmm. And so even if another African-American comes along, there's already been one. Plus the odds of anyone of any color coming along and winning 12 majors or 14 majors is infinitesimally small. So just need to realize, be thankful and grateful that Tiger pulled it together, came back and won one more major, which I didn't think he would. I don't think he's going to win
either.
Anymore, and that's okay. Golf's going to be okay. NBA.
But maybe it'll never, to your point, it will never be as in the limelight or as popular as it was during his heyday, which is entirely possible. That's a big reason why I wanted to have this discussion with you today. You can keep the conversation going on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio, at the Pony Express. So pleased to have you with me this afternoon on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.